There's enough in my past to be ashamed of. Some decisions I wish I hadn't made. Some stuff I wish I could go back and fix. Some things I wish I could unsay. Some words I wish I could put back in my mouth. Some actions I wish I had never taken, but they're in my past. And I'm not going to let you hold up my past as a mirror when God wants me to use it as a window.
When you're in that darkness, you want to sit there and wait for the light to come. But you can't wait. The only way out is to step forward, to face your fears, to become your own light. There's going to be a lot of times y'all about to fail. We are all a work in progress. But in that moment, I want you to remember the power of you.
What you have and who you are is enough. Live like a warrior. And warriors are always in fight mode. Because this thing called life, it's challenging. You got to fight for peace of mind. You got to fight to stay away from toxic, negative, energy-draining people. You got to fight to put all your efforts and energy into things that's productive and purposeful.
You can train yourself. You can condition yourself that this is my moment. This is my time. This is my Super Bowl. There will be no commercial breaks. This is my stuff.
So it's really about you being in the state where you execute. Knowledge is not power, it's total BS. Knowledge is potential power. Execution trumps knowledge every day of the week, and so my life is how do you get to yourself to execute? And execution comes from learning to put yourself in that right state every day.
You want to become a diamond. Your whole attitude change, your whole mindset, your thinking, your relationships, the decisions that you make, how you spend your time, your energy, all of it changes.
You're going to determine the outcome of your life. You're going to determine whether or not your life is exciting or whether or not it's boring. You determine that. And those people who know that, they move with a sense of urgency. They move with purpose and direction. They work and they manage their time effectively.
And it is work to maintain the discipline. That's what it is, work. So work through the weakness. Fight through the temptation. Hold the line. It is not easy, but it is worth it. Yes, because discipline equals freedom.
As more time goes by, time disappears. Because when you're really fulfilled, when you're doing things that are really shifting you, have you ever discovered, like, you know, what's a long time? A long time is any time you're not enjoying yourself, right? A minute can feel like eternity if you're going through something horrible. But if you're having a great time, hours can go by, day can go by so quick. So time is really emotion. And what we want to do here this week is see if we can't give you just some key principles each day, tools, and then take some action so we get that momentum going. So you really do set yourself up without any hyperbole, without any BS, without positive thinking. Truly set yourself up to make 2021 your best year. Because to make it 21 your best year, you got to make you move to the next level. Who's with me on this? Say I. Say I. So in order to do that, we got to kind of identify it. So yesterday, we started with just understanding that we really got to take control of our own minds. That yes, some of what you experienced in the past world is kind of over. Something new is available. But you can't move on and build something new and create until you kind of let go of some of what you've been hanging on to, your expectations. And even if it's unjust, even if it's unfair, eventually we got to let go or we're the prisoner. And so we walk through those five stages, if you recall, that people go through, that shock, that anger, or that sense of fear or loss, that trying to negotiate, so to speak, to make things happen. Eventually, a lot of sadness, eventually some acceptance of what has been. But as we said, we want to create now. That's what this is all about. And creating a way to not just get back to where you were, but get to a place that's even better. As I've said always, the greatest story of humanity is always the comeback, isn't it? You want to root for that person. It's the Rocky stories, right? It's the people that get knocked down, because we all get knocked down. We all get taken to our knees. COVID has done that, or at least our reactions to COVID have done that. And so it's not where you go, it's what do you do when that happens? Because anybody can do well when life is going their way. Can you do well? Can you find a way to do well when it's going against you? So yesterday we talked just a little bit about problems or gifts. Doesn't always look like it. But if you recall, we chatted about there are times in your life when you've had some horrible things happen, but you look back 3, 4, 5 years later and you go, don't want to have to go through it again. I wouldn't want anybody else I care to, but I see why it happened. It made me stronger. It made me care more. It made something shift in me, or it gave me lessons that allowed me to succeed today. And then we talked just a little bit to give you a sense about what are the things that are really controlling us, those invisible forces that we're talking about, those emotions, that we have an emotional home, that literally we find a way to get back to it. If our home is not so nice, we get back to it. If our home is beautiful, we get back to it mentally and emotionally. And so today we want to show you what controls that emotional home. And it's this term called identity, identity. And it's a similar theme. Yesterday, I saw many of you going back online. Thank you for doing it, sharing your old story, your new story, what you're gonna do with 2021, because you need that clarity. Without a vision, people perish. It says in a very good book called The Good Book. And the bottom line is we need that vision. When we're stressed out, so many people have no vision for where we're going. If your vision is just get back to work, that's not much of a vision. You gotta say, how do we make it even better? But to do that, it's going to require a different you than the one might be overwhelmed or stressed. And that's why we talked you a little bit through the warrior and the lover and the magician and the king or queen or the sovereign. How many of you got a lot out of yesterday and it's still with you today? You're going to build on it here. Say I. Awesome. So today, when we talk about identity, what are we really talking about? Please jot this down as a phrase. It's a long phrase, but jot it down because it's critical. Because when I started working with people, I started studying every tool I could find that could help people change quickly. And it wasn't because I was an intellectual. I wanted to change me. You know, I was in high school, I loved people, but I wasn't the most popular kid in school. In fact, the most popular kid in school treated me and my friends like dirt, like trash. He was mean as hell. I thought, how could he be popular? And it made me want to understand human psychology and what drives people and where they are. And plus, I was fat and short. I was 5'1". And so I had to figure out what to do to turn myself around. So I wanted to learn every tool. And a lot of things I did gave me a change for a short term, but then I go back. Who's experienced this? Either like with your weight or your finance, you start to make money, it drops back, or in a relationship, right? And it's like, it would piss me off. I'd be mad at myself. But you know, I know many of you do this because it's human nature. Like, we have high expectations for ourselves. Somebody like you comes to an event like this, you're pushing yourself to be more, to do more, to create more. And I used to beat myself up, like, why aren't I doing this? But there's a problem with beating yourself up. Does anybody know what it is? When you beat yourself up, one of the critical elements to taking action, for solving things, for having a great psychology, is energy. And when you beat yourself up, and you say, I should have done this, or why didn't I do this, or what's wrong with me? Does your energy increase or decrease? Guys, show me, which one? You know damn well it decreases. So what it actually does, it becomes a trap. The more you beat yourself up, the worse you get. And then you beat yourself up more. Now you're in this vicious cycle.
Three major parts to personal development. Number one is physical part. Part of success is physical. Some people don't do well because they don't feel well. One of the first things to go to work on with intensive effort, and that's your own good health. Because a lot of things come from that. You know, the future possibilities could be greatly, 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 greatly diminished by being lazy in producing maximum health. If you'll take care of that as a support system, you can't believe what else is possible. You can't believe what the mind can think of. You can't believe your imagination and your faith and your ability to say, hey, I'll go to work and produce the muscle to do the deal. Why? I'm healthy. I'm vigorous. I'm vital. I'm not out of breath. But sometimes, you know, when all these ideas and stuff comes and, you know, you're too a little bit too weak to even attempt, you say, oh, I'm not sure I can do that. The doubts sometimes are more physical than they are mental. You haven't got the vitality to believe it's possible. But if you've got the vitality and the strength and you've got the health to do it, I'm telling you, ideas seem to love to be invested in healthy people that have got the ability and the ambition to pull it off. They got the health to do it. They got the strength to do it. So why not start with the health? And see if your own vitality would inspire you to more imagination. Because now when you imagine, you can pull it off. But if you can't pull it off, you know, why imagine? The imagination says, why to go to work and spin all of these goals and stuff when the body isn't ready to produce? So start with physical. It's very important.